So therefore, my recommendation would be Coastal Energy is primary and Vance Brothers secondary.
Yeah, because they didn't bid on the emulsified.
Correct.
Okay. You guys have any questions?
None.
Move to award bid number 202003-445 to Coastal Energy Corporation as the primary supplier and Vance Brothers as a secondary supplier.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm glad I didn't have to say the word tertiary.
Tertiary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Field dirt agreement. Old Finn.
Move to approve the unlimited field dirt agreement between Coal Friendly, Finley, and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Taney County pump out program discussion.
I had been asked if Taney Center could be allowed to participate in the pump-out program, and so I went to Mr.
You've been asked if what?
I had been asked if Taney Center could participate in the pump-out program, and so I went to Mr. Suti to find out the and ask him to put it in writing to me what would take. Place.
I probably didn't get you a copy, Brandon.
I gave him one.
Did you?
Okay. I got it.
And I let he explained the program to me and how it was, and he also followed up with a what had been pumped to this day,
mm-hmm.
an email to us, and the dollar amount. We got that in an email. I don't know. Did you want that? That's what he followed up with.
Yeah, I don't have that part.
That was a separate email that he sent to us all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Historically, the guidelines of the program have only allowed single-family residential structures to participate, and that's a guideline. That's not a state statute or an ordinance or anything in concrete. That's just the rule that we've kind of operated by. I have been asked over the years by the Oak Ack School down at Kazee Mills and some other it's a couple of churches over the years, and I have sent that question upstairs to previous county commissions, and we've kind of stayed with the ideal to target single-family residential structures. We do try to, it is our goal each year to try to service 500 properties within Taney County, and we haven't done that since 2016. So since that time, there's always been dollars that have been budgeted that we have not spent. So, you know, if the commission did want to open that up, possibly to include some of these other community type organizations, I don't think financially it would be a burden upon the program to include those. But again, I was asked also about the Taney Center, and I explained that to the gentleman that what our guidelines have been historically, and that would be a question for the Taney County Commission if we wanted to open this up a little bit broader to serve some of these other type of uses, or would we want to help the Taney Center because there's a new board and they're trying to figure this situation out there to try to get a handle on the state of the building and the property. And one of those issues that they're trying to determine is the health of the septic system, and they're financially having some struggles, like from what I understand. So that's what kind of brought this to the table, I believe.
You know, besides the Taney Center, those are kind of nonprofits. How many of those are out in the county?
How many nonprofits?
Yeah.
Well, it's different than nonprofit.
Tell me. I guess I don't understand.
I'm assuming hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, every church? Every.
Right. That was my other question. How many churches are at in the county?
I have no idea the number of churches.
That's on a set. There's probably quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
There's several in the cities. There's out in the country. There's probably several out in the residential areas, out of the city limits where they're on septic tank lateral fields.
What's a pump out cost? And there shouldn't be that big of a septic tank. It's not like they've got a shower. No, they have a kitchen.
No, we average about $137 per property when you look at the total number and divide it into.
What's
it.
Something like that going to cost? Probably that
$135. Tania Center would probably be $135 pump out.
Yeah, and I'm not. I don't know that it is a good idea to, regardless if we have less properties, less residentials using it. I don't know that it's a good idea to start opening it up because that becomes a pretty slippery slope. Because it's, you know, a one-time exception, then we'd have to do the one-time exception for. Where would we stop? Where would we draw the line? Is my question.
I had asked over the years what who could think of that had applied before, and one he mentioned was in OCAC, did you say, their Head Start?
Yeah, I had the private school down there because he emails the OCAC school had asked one time. It's been a few years back, and then I don't remember the church, but I've had a couple of churches ask, and the senior center out here north of town had asked about it one time a few years back. But so I'm not receiving a lot of requests of that nature, but I have had some.
Well, it's also always been known that it's, yes. That it's a no.
Right. That's correct. It has.
Again, you make the exception. How many asks are we going to get? Anyway, we may not get any more, but we may get flooded with
it. I struggled with that. You know, community uses, but then where does that go and what does that cover? You know, I think of schools, churches. Mm-hmm. Other uses like that, but what defines that? I don't know.
If you want to look at it from, you know, the taxes provided by a sales tax, so individuals go whenever they buy stuff, they pay sales tax. Not-for-profits don't pay any tax. So they're receiving a benefit that they didn't pay into.
Well, everyone that is part of that center pays taxes and...
I understand that, but if you look at it as its own entity itself, it does not pay taxes. The individuals involved in it.
Let me ask this question. Is it possible that the person we're contracted with to do the pump out, the $135, if I as an individual go out and hire them, is that what they would charge, or is that a rate that 10
No, they would probably charge $145 or $150. That's their usual pump out cost for this locale that we're talking about.
So would it be proper or not proper for, I'd be willing to pay the pump out cost if we can use the, not if, not as a condition, but can we have the person, and I don't even know who it is, that does her pump out, do it.
Borman. That'd be between the individual and Borman. Like, hey, do you care to do this? And would you do a discount rate?
Okay.
And I wouldn't care to throw in on.
If you. Do you care to ask that question?
No.
Okay.
If the company that we're contracted with, if they would extend that rate, even though they're going to pay for it themselves, or somebody's going to pay for that.
I would just leave a check for them.
You know what? In all seriousness, because then it'd be better if we just paid for it at whatever rate they want to charge us. I'd leave it at that.
Yeah.
And then...
Just need to arrange to get it done. And then...
But that's not you. That'd be them. The board would need to call Borman's, have Borman's give them a price, and they can contact us individually if they want to. Because now we're starting to mix government again with... So I don't expect them to give a price to us as individuals.
I wasn't... No, I wasn't...
I know you weren't. I know you weren't. No. I just wanted to make sure that...
I shouldn't have the contact information, but I can get the contact information from you and handle it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a gentleman that came in with a senior center one time, and I don't know if you were on the commission at the time or not. We did the same thing. We ended up just personally donating to it as opposed to having the commission pay for it.
Talking about when Ron came in? I was here, yes.
Okay. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to get out that we do that, and they're going to come in and start asking us for it.
Well, I can't remember what that was. I don't think it was a pump out, but it was something else.
It was something else.
It was something else.
It had to do with senior center. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
We may have a pizza party and take that to them. We can pay for that, too.
I'll ask what you said later.
Purchase card amendment.
Do we have somebody here from the purchase card? Got no signs on them.
I gotta get out of the house more. This quarantine is getting to me.
I have an amendment here, number 2020-04.1. Involving our allowable use of the purchase card, training expense, fuel, meals, registration fees.
Mr. Auditor, do you want to say, talk on it, or do you just want us to? Pretty much what it does is just kind of goes through and gives us more detailed information for you to be able to. I think a lot of us already do it. I know whenever we went to Columbia, we wrote everybody that was involved and everybody that was. But now it just kind of makes it part of the actual policy, right?
So, like if we eat at a restaurant or anything, out at a meeting, and there's one county card paying for it, everyone's name that's there is listed on it. That's just always been the policy, I thought. But
it's always been the practice. I don't know if it's
practice, the policy, but I didn't realize it wasn't written in the policy that everyone followed.
Is for example, on the date of expense, if it's written on the receipt, does it need to be rewritten? And then what about with these heat, the thermal paper? Because that, over time, will go away, whereas the ink wouldn't. I didn't know if that's why it was... I didn't know if you want it written on there or no.
We haven't required that because it is on those receipts before. But I will tell you what the Sheriff's Department does, which, and they're the biggest user of the cards because there's so many, they actually turn in a form with each receipt that has their name, their badge number, the location, the date, and list, you know, if it was for food or for hotel or whatever. So they actually turn in a form sort of like a
voucher?
Voucher, yeah. You know, it just gives all the information. And the reason that I wrote this in now is because it's been the general practice for people to do that, and most people that I ask to disclose that will. But I have some departments that say it's not in the policy, so they don't have to do that. So it's become an issue a few times, so this just takes care of it. This way, if they don't want to disclose that, it gives me the power to cancel their cards.
Well, I appreciate that. My question was just, with that thermal paper, I know...
And that's up to you guys. If you all want to actually...
Whatever you need. I don't care. I didn't know if that was an issue with it. Do you ever have an issue with the thermal paper?
It's not with our department. I mean, it stays on there long enough that it gets us through our audit, right. And then from there it goes on to the...
And you make copies of it?
We can, yeah.
Copy can...
That's what I was thinking, just make copies of it if you could.
Because I know...